from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome in, everybody. Before we jump back into our college sports conversation, let's go to Dave. Wants to talk a little K-State football on the IHOP hotline. It is available for you today, 869-1240. What's up, Dave?
Well, I just wondered what information you had about this alleged possible poaching by K-State and other schools of the Colorado State players before they were in the portal.
Of a quarterback that would be a backup quarterback and the money that was alleged, I think it makes no sense. I'm not going to say it's not true because I don't know, but I don't think it makes any sense. I think it would, like, what in the world would K-State be doing going after that player for that price tag anyway?
Well, wasn't there a tight end involved also?
Well, not to the direct claim of, what was it, $500,000-$600,000 for the for the quarterback Nicolosi. Like, I don't know. Like, how much policing do these schools have over what these collectives are doing anyway? I think that's a great question. What I would tell you is I don't think K-State fans need to be, like, offended or defensive about that. If you don't think there is tampering happening, you're not paying attention, and that needs to be policed, but it's not really policed right now. And so I would say the specific example just doesn't make sense to me. Whether it's true or not is not, I don't know, but I think you got to consider the source, and I think you got to really think about what's being alleged and why would they do that. But I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. I don't think Chris Kleiman's calling these kids and saying, "Hey, that's not happening anywhere." I think these collectives are running a little bit wild, and that's just the world we live in right now.
Well, none of it's been policed for many, 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 many years, so I think it's the same old stuff going on. You're right.
I mean, you think anything different, Tommy? I just...
No, I mean, I think that, yeah, to your point, Dave, as far as it, you know, been going on for a long, long time, that's very true. Now you've kind of got it, you know, out in the open.
It's just front-facing now, right?
It's just front-facing. Like, it's the same thing to an extent as it's been before. You're just not, you know, doing bags of, you know, cash under the table, you know, to a player. It's a little bit more front-facing. Doesn't mean that there shouldn't be guardrails. There absolutely should be. That's just really not in place yet. I do think that there's got to be better mechanisms in place for the institutions to know what the collectives are doing and vice versa. And I don't necessarily know if that's really always the case. Was it the case in this particular situation? I have no idea. But generally speaking, I do think that you've got collectives that are out there probably doing the dirty work to an extent, and they don't even really necessarily know what the institution has, you know, going on and what they're working on.
They'll work. It'll be a more cohesive thing moving forward. It's not yet, but we know that. Look, I would like to think some of the more high profile transfers even before NIL were taken care of by the incoming institution or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, again, we're just saying the quiet part out loud. That's the big thing. Does it need to be governed better? Absolutely it does. And it will be. We're still in the messy part of this. Like, we're still getting there. So I looked, and I'm trying to, Tommy and I were just discussing, like, any interest as private equity is going to clearly become a part of these equations. If private equity would have any interest in the governing part of all of this, the new CFP deal that was just signed, 6 years, $7.8 billion, the NCAA tournament deal, which is more inclusive, you might remember, and I had to look this one up, it includes more than just basketball, but it's, I can't recall the number of years, but I think it was like $900 million, and that's to do kind of all of it. I don't know. I think, again, if it was my money, that's the messy part, and that's the part ripe for litigation, the compliance part, the rulemaking part. They still have to sort through how they're going to get players paid. They still have to sort through, you know, how do you go back in the past? These class action lawsuits, Kansas just sued the NCAA. Like, I wouldn't want any part of that legal obligation. So at least until that part sorts itself out, I don't think anybody's going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. The only thing that will save them is legislation that protects them. And until legislation that protects them comes along, I just don't think money people are always afraid of getting sued. That's like every big money person's biggest fear. So the TV deals to me are more intriguing. Slapping a name to a conference or whatever it may be, or being a part of the seismic shift for a return on my investment, that last seismic shift that is almost certainly still coming. The CFP is its own thing. I wonder how many CFPs we can have, right? So how many, like, the CFP does its own thing. The CFP doesn't care about anything else. It organizes, it ranks the teams, it does all these things. It's its own thing. Could you have the equivalent of a CFP in college basketball? Probably. I don't think, honestly, there would be much interest from anyone to do it outside of football and basketball. That's no offense to any of those things. That's just what's the valuable asset. So I don't know if there would be interest there. I would tend to think, for the biggest reason being litigation, there would not be. But then, too, like, how much you could break out basketball, but I think that would be about the last untapped place for money to get involved.
Yeah, I do think that you've got this great opportunity. And whether we're talking about the SEC, the Big Ten, or the Big 12, really all three of them combined, there is an opportunity in place, and I think it's growing by the day. And every time there's a change or whatever, a school going somewhere else or rumors or whatever, you've got this opportunity, I think, for the price tag to go up for other entities to do business with you as a conference or as a sport in general. You know, college football in general, college basketball in general, the price tag goes up, the value goes up. I think that you are more powerful when there are other players that are in place, when you've got, like, for instance, take a look at the Big 12, take a look at the institutions that are in place at the Big 12.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If you were to add on also the Big Ten schools, also the SEC schools, all together into one, and you're going back to the table and you're negotiating with networks, you're negotiating with, you know, other entities that would want to license the brands and things like that, your price tag is going to be that much higher when you've got the sum of all of the parts together, working together to get the best value. And so I do think that that opportunity is on the table. I don't think that that's likely. I want to be clear about that, because the SEC cares too much about the SEC and the Big 12 cares too much about the Big 12. And whatever, I don't think that they can get out of their own ways to make something like that happen. But I do think that you leave money on the table when that sort of thing is not in place.
If there's room for a new NCAA, which is what people talk, it's not coming for a while. Like they got to clear the courts. They got to figure out all the back pay, basically, in the class action lawsuits and wait on lawmakers to protect them. I think what you have is the CFP. And the CFP right now is largely, you know, skewed, we know this, to the SEC, to the Big Ten. We all are very aware of that. So what can the Big 12 do right now to help that is to become a bigger player in that. The money in the CFP deal, just the CFP deal, is staggering. It's like $1 billion a year for just that little bitty thing. Right? That's not even yet fully where it's going to be. We're going to 12 teams for the first time now. So I think as much as anything, you just have to make sure that in college football, which is, there's no question it's the most valuable of these entities, you're well positioned in the CFP. CFP already doesn't care what the NCAA thinks. They're going to do their own thing. But is it, you know, it's not equipped to take on an entire season. It's not equipped to probably oversee the rest of the bowl games, which I don't think anybody wants to go away. So I think there's room for both still. But yeah, if you want to enhance the CFP part of that, great, do it. But before you do any of that, if you're the Big 12 taking money, you got to make sure that your place at that CFP table is as strong as it can be. Because that's where you get paid by having participants, right? Like it's kind of like the NCAA tournament. Like the more you get in, the more money you're going to make. And so you get in and you position yourself. Right now, the goal for the Big 12 has to be, how do we position ourselves to be as valuable as the SEC and the Big Ten? The SEC and the Big Ten don't want that, right? They don't want them to be as valuable. So you're definitely not working with them in that capacity. You're trying to get big. The only thing where cohesiveness makes sense to me is if you're trying to say, all right, how do we knock off one more thing? How do we get rid of the ACC? Like, we're all going to go in this together and we're going to get rid of that. It's no offense to the ACC. I love the ACC. I wish they could just merge with the Big 12 and we'd be done with this, but that's not going to happen. So how do you just basically speed up the clock on their situation legally and financially? You go help them with their buyouts. You go help Florida State and Clemson with their buyouts today. They'll be gone tomorrow. They've said that publicly, that they want out. Right? They're not even hiding it. They want out. They just can't get out because they can't afford it. So if you want that to happen, you go help them with that part. They'll come right on over. And if you're trying to justify spending that money to the rest of your schools, you got to have some foresight to what the next Big 12 TV deal looks like. And that's where, like, if I'm K-State right now, and Brett Yormark came to me and said, hey, we're taking in $50 million private equity. We're going to use $25 million of that each to get Florida State and Clemson to come join us. And I'm like, whoa. Where's our piece of that $50 million? You say, wait till that next TV deal. Because if I can get those two schools to come over, the TV deal increases by X dollars for X years. This is what we're projecting in that TV deal. And if you don't believe me, look at the last TV deal I got done. So I see that being how this plays out. You take in the money, you break off the ACC, and you bring the absolute strongest package you can bring to the table. And the beauty of that short TV deal they got done the first time, and now you go secure your SEC or Big Ten TV deal. And then the other stuff, you worry about it later. Then there's a Power Three. That's the best case scenario for the Big 12. It's worst case scenario for the ACC. But because, you know, this going to a Power Three is the best thing that could happen to the Big 12. It secures their place, basically.
10 years from now, there are not going to be four major conferences.
No, there'll be three.
There'll be three. And Brett Yormark knows that. And that's the major reason why the aggressiveness continues. It wasn't that done after what happened with the Pac-12. It continues,
and it will continue. He has a finish line. He's up against a timer. They need this done before they negotiate their next TV deal. And that's why I think the urgency and all of this stuff is speeding along. They've got to be secure by the time the next one they sign, that's the one they want to be there with the SEC and the Big Ten. And I think they can get there if they play their cards right now. And it looks like they are. 869-1240. Certainly something we can continue to discuss throughout the week, the All-Star week, the All-Star break. We'll come back. Quick segment here, Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.